Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today we are celebrating the rejoicing of the Mother of God, the glorifying of the Mother of God. What we did in some places was last night in the matins and some places in the morning, but we had between the services, we also had fully the Akapis to the Mother of God, and we glorified the Mother of God because she has helped so many people, always did and always will be, as long as she knows that we are crying out for her, to her help. It was in Constantinople when the pagans have attacked and they wanted to destroy with a tremendous amount of armies and boats and so on, and the Mother of God had saved, and not once but three times she was saving from big wars the Orthodox Christians. She is ready to save us all the time when we cry out to her, and of course the Lord himself, my beloved, she loves us so much. And tomorrow we are also going to remember St. Mary of Egypt, and she was a terrible sinner, and to a point where the Lord didn't want her to come enter the church to venerate the life-giving cross. But she saw the icon of Mother of God and pleaded with her so that the Mother of God will open the way for her to kiss the cross and to start to change. And the Mother of God pleaded with her son, and immediately he listened to her and let her in the church. My beloved, it says she is doing this to us all the time. She is helping us to go on that narrow, thorny way that leads to the kingdom of heaven. We have lost so much by not understanding the gospel purely. When the gospel says that, bless those who curse you, do good to those who do you harm, and love your enemies, and we don't do that, and we seem to love only those who love us and tolerate those who tolerate us. And of course this is not the way to do it. What we have to do is according to the gospel, what the Lord wants us to love our enemies and to do good to them, even though they may do us all kinds of harm. Don't allow in your heart to set away any bad feeling towards anybody. I don't care who it is, except for the sin itself and for the demons. That you don't have to feel any love for them. In fact, you should have no love for them, because they hate God, and they want to teach you to hate God and to do everything contrary to God, so that the Lord would have to have more sufferings when he was on the cross because of our sins. The devil is always trying to get us involved in one sin or another, and especially in the sins of anger, the sins of pride, when the anger takes over, and then we totally lose sight of God, and because the enemy settles in into our heart, and we start to say all kinds of terrible things, and we look at with such a hatred and at those who are close to us, and that's all by the prompting of the enemy. Don't keep yourself from doing that. Don't allow that to happen to you. And try to remember the gospel of the Lord and how he, even though he was crucified and all kinds of terrible things were done to him, and all night before that, he still loved everybody and asked the Father to forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And so did the examples of the saints. They have done the same thing, as is you and me have to learn to do that. Let's learn again to love not only those who love us, but to love those who hate us, and to do good to those who do us harm and can't stand us. But we have to learn to love them as our Mother loves us, Mother of God, the Theotokos. You know, she knows that we are the cause of the suffering of her Lord and her son on the cross. We are the ones that have caused them all the pain through our sins, and yet she is not turning against us. We, in a sense, we were the enemies of her son, and she still loves us and wants our salvation and is willing to do everything that to help us to go to the kingdom of heaven. May our mother, the Theotokos, the Mother of God, of Mother of Jesus Christ, bring us, help us, to take us by hands and bring us to the kingdom of heaven. Amen. God bless you.